Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.
Hey gang, this is Sam for Who Would Win Masters. Just letting you know, we just started our own Instagram account, instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters, where you can find clips from our shows, behind the scenes footage, memes, geek news, and so much more. Please head to instagram.com/whowouldwinmasters and follow us there. Let's see if we can't get this account to at least 200 followers by the end of Shocktober. And now let's get into the episode.
This episode is brought to you by our special Patreon producer, Rustin Henry. And you too can become a Patreon producer by going to patreon.com and finding us at Mortalverse Audio Dramas. There you'll also get exclusive production updates, early access to episodes, and shout-outs on the show. Now, on to the episode. Previously on Arrow Canary.
What are we wearing to your birthday bash tonight?
Are we seriously going to that thing? I thought you were joking.
So, the guest of honor arrives.
Cyrus Broderick. He left the cash downstairs.
Arrow!
This whole thing was a setup.
All right, you are. Now we'll all go in together.
You set this up. But how did you know?
What? That you were Green Arrow?
Tell me, have you ever heard of Task Force X?
This better be good.
Can you just blow the charge in my head already?
We've received intel that Kondak has started a weapons program.
They have no king?
Oliver Queen, what the hell have you gotten us into?
Batman never gets caught.
I hate to break it to you, but you're not Batman. What the hell was that?
Something just hit us.
Waller didn't say anything about metahumans.
He seems to command the skies.
My name is Teth Adam, and you're going to help me find them.
Did the monkey just talk?
I am a gorilla.
Yep, it talked.
Wait, you can hear it too?
You saved my life.
That's what heroes do.
You said that you knew what the weapon was.
It's him, the god that Teth Adam conquered. He's been taken captive, held below the city.
Kill Gorilla Grodd, get your friends, and be gone. I will handle the rest.
All right. Deal.
I can't let you kill him.
I'm not asking.
I told you long ago that disobedience would be met by bloodshed.
Find my daughter. Take care of her.
Still alive? How is that even possible?
Where is Black Adam?
Look at me, Pretty Bird. Look at me! Please.
Harley, we have Vertigo. Where are you?
Oh, no! I'm sorry to hear that. Try sitting down, and if you really need to walk, then I'll use the cane.
The Count, Harley, Count Vertigo. Now, where are you?
Oh, that Vertigo. I'm with Grodge. We're busting out of this lab. Where'd you want to meet up?
How about the front gate?
Sounds like a plan.
She's gonna go to the wrong gate, isn't she?
Almost certainly.
Right. Let's get the hell out of here.
You held me in a cage! Tortured me for months!
You were of great use to my people. A battery to heat their homes.
You were granted the same powers as me! Why not do it yourself?
I'm in no mood to debate ethics with a child.
Oh, debate this, asshole!
Dinah! Dinah, you have to wake up. We can get out of here. Damn it, Dinah! Why you? Why? Please wake up. I can't do this without you. It should have been me! I got us here. Dragged us into this mess. I just never thought that.
That I could get hurt?
Dinah!
Oh, too tight. Too tight. Oh, watch the ribs.
Oh, okay. Right. Are you okay?
Oh, feels like my insides are full of jelly and shattered glass. But besides that, yeah, good. Better than ever.
Oh, thank God. I'm going to get you out of here.
Oh, Ollie, enough with the promises you can't keep.
Stop that. This is our chance, Dinah. It's now or never. Can you stand?
I don't even want to think about moving right now.
Right, let me help you then.
Where are we meeting the others?
North. Outside the city. If there are others left, that is.
All right. Are you strong enough to lift me?
I mean, he was choking me pretty hard. Do you want to just like... Oh, fine. It'd be my pleasure. Piggyback?
To be honest, I was thinking bridal.
You haven't even said yes yet. Fine. Perfect.
That's him, huh? The weapon?
One strong enough to contend with Black Adam.
Let's hope.
Come on. I got you.
But who's got you?
Well, let's hope he does. Now let's get out of here.
Keep it moving, Grodd. This entire city's about to be after us.
The gate is just ahead. I see the others.
I can't believe it. They actually made it.
Ah, bets a bet. You'll get your $5 when we're out of this.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Grodd was slowing me down. Oh, holy! Is that you, Count Vertigo?
In the flesh.
What's left of your flesh, that is. Looks like somebody left you in the oven too long.
That bad, huh?
Oh yeah, it's bad. It's like Freddy Krueger got hit by a train.
I think I get the picture.
Where's Arrow and Canary?
In the jungle somewhere. If they make it, they make it. Now come on, follow me.
Everything I did for my people!
I don't give a shit about your people!
You're a boy. You don't know what it's like to have something to lose.
I know exactly what that's like!
We're getting close. Hang in there, Dinah.
We are so taking a long vacation after this.
Anywhere you want.
Hawaii, the Bahamas, Cancun, anywhere but here.
We'll do it all. I promise.
Ollie, the promises.
I know. I shouldn't make promises I can't keep, but I intend to, Dinah. I really do. Back at my birthday party, I wanted to make another promise to you. One that involved a diamond ring and yet another promise that
No, I can't even...
Ollie.
Huh?
You talk too much.
Is that a yes?
I think you know exactly what that is. Now, come on. We have a god to escape.
Got it. Escape the jungle first, wedding bells later. Oh, God, we haven't even talked about table settings. We should be close.
Queen, do you read me?
Waller? God, even your voice is a relief to hear.
The chopper is about to reach the rendezvous point. Where are you?
We're in the jungle, but we'll be there.
You better be. The rotors are not going to stop spinning. You're either there or you're not.
How long do we have?
10 minutes. You and the squad are on that chopper.
10 minutes. Got it. Hold on, pretty bird. It's going to be a race to the finish.
You don't think she'd really leave us here, do you?
This is Amanda Waller we're talking about. I'd be surprised if she didn't leave us stranded.
Hey, just got word from Waller. The chopper is about to touch down. We have 10 minutes.
Do you have any idea where we're going?
I think so. Follow me.
I think I see the helicopter. Straight ahead.
Then that's where we'll go.
A crocodile and a gorilla carrying around a cripple. There's a joke around here somewhere that I'm struggling to find.
I'll help you ride it in the chopper. Now let's go, Quinn.
The thunder approaches.
We're getting close. Hang in there, Dinah.
Wait, is that?
It's our Blondo the Vibes.
Canary? What the hell happened to you?
Nothing. I just got backhanded by a god. I'm fine.
Nice.
As warm and fuzzy as this reunion is making me, can we have this chat on the
chopper? Right. Let's load up and get the hell out of here.
Just when we thought things couldn't get any worse, the battle in the skies had reached the ground. Black Adam stood between us and the helicopter amidst a deep crater. Below him, inside the crater, was the red-suited, white-cape hero who defended us. Adam had him by the throat. A look of blood and savagery filled his expression.
You really thought that I would just let you leave?
Adam, look around you! Your country is on fire! Is this what you want?
You brought this to my country. To my people. All for what? This boy?
Vertigo.
I know, Canary.
And look! You have him back! Now just let us pass!
Your friends. They all tremble. The Count looks charred to a crisp. And your woman? Well, she looks even worse than him.
His woman? Seriously? Like, how old are you?
Older than you'll ever be. Goodbye, intruders.
This is gonna take everyone.
Are you serious right now, Arrow? You still have hope? Look around you. It's over.
Frost, you have been a negative nancicle this whole time, but... can't you see how much you've accomplished? Vertigo wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. And Harley, Grodd would have bled out without your medical expertise. Without Grodd, we never would have learned about the caged god. Hell, Croc held off an army so you could get into the city in the first place.
Ah, I see the compliments end with me.
On the contrary, what you're about to do will be the most important of all. Hit him, Count! Double barrel migraine with an aneurysm on top.
I've got him held in place, but I can't hold him for long.
I got him. I seen him.
The vertical device is activated.
Arrows flying. Boxing glove, boxing glove, gas grenade. Harley, help me light him up.
Gladly.
There was a barrage of bullets, arrows, ice, and psychic blasts as everyone did everything in their power to suppress and take down Black Adam. The mysterious metahuman we'd rescued managed to escape his grasp and wrap him in a tight headlock.
Say the word! Say it!
Never!
Word? What word?
Grime, dig inside his head. Figure out what that's about.
The source of his power. It's a word.
Shazam!
The lightning bolt dropped like a bomb, blasting into Black Adam with a concussive force that threw us back on our asses. I blinked away tears and waited for the ringing in my ears to die down. Each breath revealed a new fracture.
Is that it? Is it over?
But as the smoke cleared, Black Adam was no longer there. Instead, an old man, skinny, covered in cloth rags from centuries ago. His dark eyes looked through his wrinkled skin, piercing into my soul.
Leave. Leave and never return. We are done here.
Let's go, Suicide Squad. Onto the chopper. We're done here.
You sure you don't want to come with us, Grodd? You're a squad member now, after all.
My duty is to my people. I must be. Rebuild what I've lost.
It's just... Oh, I'm really gonna miss you.
I will miss you as well.
Come on, Harley.
And you?
Who? Me?
Yeah. Who are you? Where will you go from here?
Me? You've never heard of me? The Philly hero. Captain Marvel!
Should I have?
I suppose not. I was a big deal in my city for a while until I was called here to deal with Black Adam.
Which, I mean, to be fair, didn't work out so well.
Right. I suppose from here I go home. Try to put the pieces of my life back together.
Well, if I'm ever in Philadelphia, I'll reach out. New team-up opportunities could always show, and I love a cheesesteak.
Green Arrow, looking forward to a team-up? I have officially seen everything.
Well, when you've been stuck with these guys long enough, a less explosive team sounds great. Plus, he's like a living battery, and my phone always needs a charge.
That's true, it really does, yeah. He never remembers his charger, like, ever, ever.
They keep changing the outlet, so it's like an A, B, or a C, or now it's this...
Oliver, it's not that hard. Oliver, it's not that hard. It's really not.
I made a thing. Any Queen technology has to use a standardized format of charger.
If you would just throw away the old cords, you'd be fine.
No, you can't throw away the cords, because what if you need them one day and then you've thrown
for
them
what,
out?
Ollie?
And now what are you going to do?
What? What are you going to do? For what, Ollie?
What if I need to charge that device? What if I get nostalgic and I want to plug in my light bright, but oh no, I don't have the 12-volt anymore.
Come on, lovebirds. Bus is moving.
Right. Hey, you need a ride, Captain?
I'll pass. I could use a long solo flight to stretch my legs.
Well, we'll be seeing you then. Let's go, Canary.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
You know, if you set aside the smoke and tyrannical dictator, the place really doesn't look so bad from all the way up here.
Are you saying you want to come back? I can get us a summer home.
No, never. Mm-mm, never.
So what now, lovebirds? Back to Star City to continue your helpless crusade?
Something like that. Which reminds me, Dinah, we really need to talk.
What's wrong?
We need to talk about the man that put us here.
Sounds like I get to punch someone.
So that was it. The end of the path I'd started us on with this journey. Getting back to base, Amanda Waller had the best doctors in the world tending to Dinah and Count Vertigo, along with pulling the bombs out of our heads. And after some much-needed recovery time, Dinah and I were back on our way to Star City, where we owed someone a visit.
Our top story tonight. After disappearing over 1 year ago, Philadelphia child Billy Batson was returned to his foster care home this afternoon. The 14-year-old boy showed no signs of abuse or injuries. Detectives are baffled by the sudden reappearance of the...
Why, yes, Mr. Secretary. Now, we here at Broderick Industries are pledged to deliver the utmost service. You want missiles? I'll give you nukes. Yes. You have a good night, sir. Goodbye.
You know, Broderick Industries just doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
What the... Oliver! How the hell are you still alive? And here?
My father founded this company after being drafted into the Vietnam War. He hated war almost as much as I do.
I was told your grave would be buried in the deepest hole they could dig.
So imagine my shock to find out that the moment you stole my company, you turned it into the one thing the Queen Name stood against.
Yeah, the Queen Name stood for nothing. Not until I got a hold of it.
And imagine my disbelief to find the one person responsible just so happens to be held up in my old office after hours.
You're more of a fool than I thought, Oliver. Yeah, I've made some upgrades to our staff. Security will be here any minute.
No, I don't think they will. They've been taken care of.
But Dinah! You're alive, too! Well, isn't this great? Now, how about we all sit down and talk about this? Now, I have some wine in the safe.
Ollie, do you want to talk to him?
Only if he's drinking that wine through a straw. You know, Cyrus, if I had a nickel for every time you caused me to be stranded in the most inhuman environments on the planet, I'd have 2 nickels, which will be more than you'll have to rub together once I'm through with you.
Oh, think about the legalities, Queen. You're dead. This is my company. I have people on my payroll that would kill to have a shot at you. Like him.
Arrow. Canary.
Yeah, you do remember Count Vertigo, don't you? With his help, I was able to put you through hell and back. And now, we're gonna do it again.
What should we do to him first?
How about a migraine so big it'll make him forget all about us? Our names, our lives, and Oliver's company.
Hold on. What? No! No, Vertigo! No, you're with me! No, whatever they're paying you, I'll double it!
Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe just put his mind in a blender long enough for him to forget any of this ever happened.
That can be arranged.
I'll leave you two to chat then. Bye, Cyrus.
Oliver! Dinah! Where are you going? We're all in this together, right? We can create a joint deal on this. Don't leave me with him. Oliver!
I'd say that went well. Hopefully they haven't torn down the house.
With all the crap you keep in there, they probably haven't even cleaned it out yet.
Well, let's get back and find out if the beds are still where we left them then.
Oliver Queen, when did you get the ability to read minds?
Look, you hang out with a telepathic gorilla long enough, you pick up a thing or two. Come on, the last one dressed makes breakfast.
Oh,
I believe you owe me breakfast, Mr. Queen.
It's this damn vest, it has so many buttons. And come on, keeping the mask on for a round does not count.
Mm-mm-mm. Rules are rules. Bacon and eggs, please.
Anything for you. I'll be right back. How about you keep the bed warm for me?
Oh, I'll be here.
Hello, Oliver.
Oh my God! How? Where? Why? How long have you been out here?
14 hours.
14 hours?
Trust me, I'm just as unhappy about it as you are.
And have you just been standing there, or...?
What I do is none of your business, but you do need a proper debriefing. Do you think I would have sat through 14 hours of that if it could wait?
Look, I don't know how you get your sick kicks, and I hope you were taking notes. Dinah and I were putting on a clinic.
Count Vertigo's assignment has been very thorough. He's been provided with a list of names. Every cop, lawyer, and judge who knows about you and Dinah's double life. He'll sort out the information and take it from their heads.
And what about our deaths?
An overdramatic jump of the gun by the press. You've been sick in bed for the last month. Dinah has stayed by your side. Your company, your assets, everything will return to you.
This is generous, especially for you. Show me the strings.
I lost something. Well, someone.
Of course. I knew there'd be a catch. There's always a catch with you, Amanda.
Ollie? Who are you talking to? What's go... Oh, my God.
Please get dressed, Miss Lance.
Yep. Absolutely on that.
I'd love a robe, too, please.
Yep, I'll bring you one.
So, who'd you lose, then? Who do we have to find? And before you say anything, I am not getting back in one of those helicopters.
It's Floyd Lawton's daughter.
Deadshot? I thought you two had a deal with her.
We did. He stayed on my squad. I put her through foster care and eventually college. But the same day she turned 18 and aged out of foster care, she disappeared.
Robe, Ollie. And you knew if Deadshot ever found out, he wouldn't be your lapdog anymore.
It's more than that. I stand by my promises. I could have kept you two in cages and let you rot on my squad, but I didn't, did I?
Okay. Where do we find her?
Her name is Mia Dearden. She was living in San Francisco, but our latest intelligence suggests she may be moving north towards Star City.
We'll keep an eye out. We owe Lawton our fair share as well.
As much as we hate to say it.
Thank you. And one last thing. Once you're dressed, and I mean in uniform, please, head outside. I've arranged a meeting for you.
Wait. What about the others? Croc, Carly, Frost?
With that mission, Croc was free to go. Let's hope he stays out of trouble. Harley seems content to stay as long as I have work for her, and Frost has been promoted to leader.
And what about Cauldron and Batman?
Nikolai had a brother. His only living brother. He's already been notified of his loss, as have Tommy Karma's family. He died the hero he always wanted to be, thanks to you.
I think he was a hero all along.
I'm sure we'll be seeing each other again very soon. Goodbye, Arrow. Canary.
Wow. She is...
Yeah. Let's get suited up. Who knows what our next surprise will be.
Or maybe we could occupy ourselves for a few more minutes. Let the anticipation grow.
What? No. Well, maybe. No, you're a freak, you know that?
Only because you make me this way. Nah, I'm just screwing around. Come on, let's go.
We laughed. Boy, did it feel good to laugh again. We knew what happened in the past was behind us. And the future looked bright for this dynamic duo. As we geared up, we reflected on our memories. Her time in the prison cell, mine in the jungle. I guess distance really does make the heart grow fonder. We stepped outside hand in hand, looking around the front yard to see who this meeting could possibly involve.
You see anyone?
No, do you?
Mm-mm.
Up here, lovebirds.
The two of us looked up at once, spotting the glowing emerald power of the Green Lantern.
Green Lantern? What are you doing here?
I knew your predecessor, Hal Jordan. He was a friend.
Hal was a good man. But this isn't about him. It's about you. Both of you.
What about us?
I'm here to talk to you about joining a team. A real team.
What do you say, Canary? Up for one more adventure?
And the one after that, Arrow.
Arrow Canary, Part 8, A Clash of the Gods. Written, directed, edited, and produced by Matthew Dawson. This episode's cast by order of appearance include Stacy Clifton as Killer Frost, Ify as Harley Quinn, Ryan Yoshitani as Killer Croc, Dylan Duck as Captain Marvel, Damon Alums as Black Adam, Adam Kornman as Green Arrow, Crystal Storm as Black Canary, Dante Majors as Gorilla Grodd, Maxadrian Burton as Count Vertigo, Tiani Ma as Amanda Waller, Ray O'Hare as Cyrus Broderick, and Delvin Cox as Green Lantern. If you would like to connect with us, please find us on Twitter at Mortalverse. We are also on YouTube at Mortalverse Audio Dramas. This production is the effort of Mortalverse Audio Dramas and its volunteering associates. It is in no way affiliated with or representative of Warner Brothers or DC Comics and their characters. This project was created by the fans, for the fans, to show our appreciation towards this franchise. This project has been released for free. Thank you to everyone who helped bring this project to life. Mortalverse Audio Dramas will always be grateful for your time and dedication to this project. Dedicated to Kevin Dawson.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.